Let's look now to how politics is informing the art world. Oscar-winning director Alejandro Iñárritu has built an exhibit literally in the footsteps of border-crossing immigrants. Our LA bureau chief, Stephen Cuevas, went along.
Carne y Arena, or Flesh and Sand, unfolds across five spaces at the LA County Museum of Art. In the first, viewers are ushered alone into a frigid holding cell and instructed to remove their socks and shoes. You might wait shivering by yourself for 15 minutes or more. I'm prohibited from recording any sound, so we've introduced some of our own to give you a better sense of what it's like inside this exhibit. The cement floor is littered with plastic water jugs and piles of shoes, collected along a busy migrant corridor in the Arizona desert.
And it felt like it wasn't a detention center, actually.
Reporter Sergio Burstein from the Spanish-language newspaper Hoy Los Angeles went through the exhibit right after me.
Obviously, it's a very uncomfortable situation for somebody who's detained.
A loud buzzer breaks the spell, signaling me to move to the next space. The icy floor gives way to sand. I'm alone in a large, dark room, except for two technicians. They help me attach virtual reality goggles and headphones. The room disappears. I'm surrounded on all sides by an immense desert. It's dark. A ribbon of morning light slowly spreads over a mountain range. I hear voices coming closer and hurried footsteps thudding across the sand. A group of breathless migrants stumble out of the dark and spread out all around me. A mother shushes a sobbing child. Two SUVs screech to a halt. There's dust, shouting, guns, confusion. A helicopter roars overhead. A border agent shouts in my direction. Get on the ground, now! Sergio Burstein says at that point, he stopped being a casual observer.
Yeah, I started like walking to him, like I wanted to just punch him in the face. So that was crazy because it felt like a real thing. That was scary.
I think that virtual reality in a way allow people to experience at least a fragment of a real event that happened to some person.
I wasn't able to speak to Alejandro Iñárritu myself, but the Mexican director spoke about Carne y Arena earlier this year during an interview sponsored by the Cannes Film Festival.
The definition of cinema is a reality that is composed within a frame. Virtual reality do not have a frame. The limits dissolve, and it's something that you don't see only, but you experience too.
Carne y Arena's reality may be virtual, but it makes an often abstract issue, immigration, feel all too real, says Rick Perez-Zelski. He's a Santa Monica-based filmmaker who dabbles in virtual reality.
There was young men, there was old men, there was children. Like, this really put a face on these people, and it was the face of everybody across humanity.
Once I pass through the reality warp of the virtual experience, I slip into a dark space where I can regain my senses. The walls in here are lined with portholes. Peer inside and a face blinks back. They're video portraits of immigrants whose real-life cross-border experiences inspired the virtual reality segment. They say nothing. Text is superimposed over their impassive expressions. As you read their stories, you've no choice but to look them in the eyes.
I would rather propose to call these people undocumented dreamers, as were most of the people who found this country.
This is Alejandro Iñárritu speaking at the LA County Museum about a year and a half ago.
By naming them that, we can instead start a real human conversation with the most precious emotion a human being can have, compassion.
For now, Carne y Arena will stay open indefinitely, though tickets are sold out through early September. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.